Hey guys, what's up? It's your girl Kia
and Nika,
and you're listening to
the Ghetto Podcast.
We lost an episode.
You lost an episode.
Oh wow, that's really mean.
The computer lost the episode.
Okay, the computer lost the episode,
yeah,
because
say,
the
you
episode
said
was saying
we lost an episode.
But you gonna say it. I lost it? Like you're giving me all. Okay, I'm the producer. You're right. I lost the episode, but we're coming back from it. So guys, whether y'all, I think I messaged it on my Twitter that I lost the episode, and you notice I said I now. And we're going to just re-record it so you guys can hear it, because it was really, really, really good.
Yeah.
It's not going to be the same way. Hopefully, we can get it there, but
it's still going to be good content.
Anyways, how was your weekend? Oh, what we did this weekend?
We had game night.
We had game night, girl. Okay, we had fun.
And she lost.
No, I did not lose.
Yes, you did.
She a cheater.
I'm not a cheater.
She a cheater.
I am not a cheater.
She a cheater.
I'm the Jenga champion.
She and
Jenga. How you talking to our guest? We even introduced our guest yet.
Well, go ahead and introduce
okay,
her.
Okay, so let me go ahead and introduce our guests. We have today Miss Akilah from LA Chic Boutique, located in Lauderhill. Do you want to go ahead and get them some little feedback about yourself, where you're from, where you like to go, what you like to do with your time?
Yes, yes, yes. Hey guys, I'm Akilah. You know, you can follow me, love.akilah, or
shouting out already.
My page out like that at la.chic_home of the 30, 35, and 25 clothing.
Oh wow, she really just gave a whole advertisement.
She really did.
This episode is sponsored by LA Chic. Okay.
Check me out, guys.
But she really has, she has some really nice pieces there. Don't sleep on it. She does bathing suits, contacts.
Mm-hmm. One piece, two pieces, right? Dresses, anything you got, one-stop shop, I'm here.
One-stop shop.
Mm-hmm.
So, did we do our check-in? No, we didn't do our check-in. How was your weekend, guest?
My weekend was great.
Don't call her guest.
You guys would never just cut me off like that. It was pretty decent. You know, I just worked. I end the week off by going to church on Sunday. You guys, you always have to put God first, okay?
Oh, we went and got beats from Julie Bell this weekend.
We did,
we did something this weekend
on
together.
Sunday,
don't look like that, because I told you I was going.
I was probably asleep.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Truly Bell for the waist.
Truly Bell, Truly Bell. This episode is sponsored by Truly Bell. Oh, do not bang on the table. Now it's going to be a horrible sound. But, yeah. So, let's go ahead and talk about our main topic. So, like I said in the beginning, we lost the episode. And we're going to be recording our old episode, which is about lovers and friends.
And this one's going to be way better.
Way better. Why? Mm-hmm. Because we have Miss Akilah here thinking the episode's going to be way better because she has her opinion. But let's go ahead and start by asking our guest the question, since she said it's way better. JK.
You
want
to start now?
Okay. So, question of the day. Can you have one without the other? Can you be a friend with your lover, or just not be friends at all with them? Do you feel like you have to separate that from them because they abuse it? Because some people do abusive relationships, friendships.
Wait, I won't go in.
Not abusive. Not physical abuse. But like, you know, sometimes they take that kindness and run with it, because you're like a homeboy, but you my girl. But they forget that you're their girl first, right? Mm-hmm.
Even though I feel like you should be friends first, because like, I feel like you should be friends first and then work yourself up to the relationship, so you guys will have that bond and it won't be weird and your partner won't feel so weird coming to you when he has something to say. That's why friendship is a big part.
I agree. However, I feel like dating is important.
Okay.
Before building a relationship. Because it's different from being friends with someone, and Nika's going to speak on it because she looked at you like, bitch, I got something to say. But I feel like dating is important because that get to know you process.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You want to know about them, what they like, what they don't like, their pet peeves.
Yeah.
You know, you want to have that rapport with them before you choose that, hey, you're going to be my partner.
Okay. Yeah. I think that's a big step to say, like, we're together. Like, you are the one for me. Because it's like, it's not that you're dismissing, you know, people, but it's like, we're together now. So like, there's things that we do as a couple, or whatever you want to call it,
and then but where does that separation comes in? Because if we started off as just friends, now we were hanging out, going to Top Golf, going to play basketball, I'm just saying random shit,
yeah.
But it's like, okay, now that we're together, mm-hmm. you don't really want to do that shit with me no more. You want to go do it with your homeboys. Like, you want to do it with other people. It's like, not that you don't want to do it completely, but the fun in it kind of, you know, that separation. Like, okay, when you're with somebody, when you're in a relationship, you're more, 9 times out of 10 with that person, more than necessary. Yeah. You spend all that time together. So you need that separation from that person now mm-hmm. to hang with other people so that you can miss that person.
And so you won't get aggravated.
Right, and you don't get
person.
Aggravated, you right. don't get bored with them. Sometimes people don't understand that separation, especially when space. You start, go from friends to mm-hmm. lovers.
Because then there's no separation between friends, and like there's, how do you know that you shift
right.
the gears?
Right, because now you can hang with your friends all the time, but you don't want to spend time with your girl. Mm-hmm. Isn't that the number one thing that we always go through and we say?
Exactly.
That's what we have to look at and address as far as like shifting that relationship. And you know what? I think there needs to be a conversation as well, and a kind of like an understanding as far as that goes too.
Yeah, communicate with your partner.
Right.
Like, okay, we used to do this when we was friends, but these are not rules, but like mm-hmm. these are things that, you know, I ain't gonna fly, won't fly in our relationship.
You have to get that understanding with the person. Make sure you guys, you know, have an understanding where you guys are standing.
I'm gonna go
right
from there.
You know,
yeah.
if you're friends right now, we're gonna be more than friends. Let's go ahead and have a sit down. Mm-hmm. Now we can't, you know, do the things that we used to mm-hmm. do because now we're moving on up.
Mm-hmm. Like, sidebar question, but still relevant. Like, what do you think about being friends with your partner's friends? Like, I know it's normal to do that. Like, okay, we're going to, since we're together, now we spend time with my friends and I spend time with your friends. Mm-hmm. But you know how when you think you're close to somebody, homeboy, your man homeboy, and at the end of the day, he out here backing this nigga when he go do sneak shit
right.
on you. And then we all break up, you realize that he was never really your friend. He right. was just tolerating you. Mm-hmm. That shit be happening. That's when that separation got to come in.
I'm not friends with the homeboys. I'm not friends with the in-laws. None of that. I'm friends with my nigga. Ooh, and
you
can't,
right? I didn't even think about Damn. Family being in it, too. Because the family be fake liking you. God, it's crazy.
Everybody family love
they
me.
They be fake like you. I ain't gonna lie, I was in a relationship and I swear the family fake like me. Except the grandma. The grandma loved me.
Oh, damn.
But the mama kind of like fake like me. And then she fake like me again once once the guy got with somebody that she ain't like. Mm. Then she was like messaging me and leaving stuff on my wall. Like, girl, she was playing both sides. Uh-huh. And I ain't understanding. But that happened. But I want to talk about a situation on Twitter that I was telling you about the girl who was like, my man is my best friend. I don't have friends outside of him. I want you to address the question because I want you to also talk about your situation where your best friend ended up being your boyfriend. So go ahead and...
Damn.
Yeah, I gave it away. So go ahead and talk about it. So how do you feel about what she said as far as her man being her... From a therapist perspective, how does that mentally... Uh-uh. You know...
That's not healthy. It's not healthy. Simply for the fact that people serve different roles in your life. Like... A best friend, you're my best friend. Uh-huh. So there's certain stuff that I talk to you about mm-hmm. that I probably necessarily wouldn't talk to my sister about mm-hmm. or I wouldn't talk to my homegirls that I went to school with about. There's different people that I feel like I am comfortable with mm-hmm. sharing things. And even if you're in a relationship with somebody,
hey.
There's things that you're not going to be comfortable sharing with that person. And that is okay. Mm-hmm. I feel like people feel as though like when you get into a relationship, I have to be...
100% for
showing everything. Bitch, no. I don't
you know
need
what
to know
I
everything.
Just thought about? What about when you're going through girl shit?
Yeah.
Who and you going to talk to if your nigga is your best friend? Yeah. And you have no other friends?
How can you relate?
She talking to his mama.
What if the mama don't like you?
Okay. Okay. Yeah, you
no, but yeah. But
the...
you know what? That's still not a friend because at the end of the day, your mama going to relate it to...
Yeah. They're not
like, what if you're like, damn,
yeah.
like, I'm having this itch down there.
Mm-hmm.
Best friend, you ever experienced? Like, anything yeah. that could be happening female-wise, yeah. oh, my period irregular, or she got a pregnancy scare, she don't want to share with him,
right.
she needs somebody that she could go and share with. That's
right.
antagonizing. And, you know, like, for the person themselves, like, that could put you through more stress and more anxiety than anything because you have no outlet. You have mm-hmm. no one to go and vent
right.
to and share that information with. So have you ever been in a situation where you felt like, I'm like in a relationship ever where you felt like you didn't have anybody else you could turn to? I know you're gonna say no because you always had me, but
yeah, you know, I always had you, yeah. but
didn't you find that it was always good to have somebody?
Yes, to talk to when you couldn't go to your other man, you were always that outlet that I could just go ahead and just tell everything to. So I think that's important. Maybe she was just putting on for Twitter because it ain't no way in hell. Her man is her best friend.
Man, it was a whole threat. Sis was not putting on her man, her best friend, period. She ain't got no friends.
Oh, Jesus. You know, I thought about it, too.
He found control of that. Sound like some R. Kelly shit. Hold on. Is he...
Oh, maybe she the R. Kelly, because sis went out here saying it openly. Is she R. Kelly in this?
Dang, I was trying to give her the benefit of the doubt. Let's not do this. No, because I was thinking, like, okay, is she saying in a sense that my boyfriend is my friend, too? Or, like, my not my first friend. Like, that would be my go-to, but I have other
girlfriends. That's girlfriend. Her only friend. Oh, that's her only friend. Her best friend, her boyfriend is her best friend and her only friend, and she doesn't hang with girls. Like, she doesn't have that.
Oh.
Yeah, she don't have that. Sis don't got that.
That's some R. Kelly stuff right now.
Like, yeah. Damn, it is, Nene. You just dropped. Oh, I'm sorry. You just
dang, they're released.
Don't say my name.
We have to talk about nicknames, but she just threw my nickname out. Oh, hopefully I don't catch it.
But don't, that's crazy. Like, it is some kind of, like, is he that? It can't be that he's possessive in that sense, and she doesn't even know.
Doesn't know it.
Wow.
Oh.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
That's a whole nother episode.
Whole nother episode. Okay, so what about going from someone going from the friend zone into being your partner, being someone that you choose to be with? Akilah, like, I feel like I want you to answer that question first, and then we can, like, lead into it. Have you ever been friends with somebody, like, end up really liking them, crushing on them, and feel like you want to have a relationship with them?
Well, can we say, okay, yes, I have, but he friend zoned me, so does that count?
It does. He friend zoned you. Okay, because we asked.
That's a question.
We were going to ask a question. Have you ever been friend zoned?
Oh,
so talk about you being friend zoned. How did that happen?
I don't know. I just guess miscommunication, I don't know. I was the one who thought that it was something, but really he just wanted to chill and just.
Okay,
just
what did you think it was?
I thought, like, that,
what was what was the impression that he gave you that made you think it was something else?
I thought that we were going to be dating, getting to know each other, then eventually, you know, build something. But I think it was just the whole sex thing for him. So I had to do what was best for me, open my eyes, like, a few months later. But still, I opened my eyes, and I had to leave. And, like, he basically friend-zoned me. I asked him if... Remember we were talking about that, laying that line, getting that understanding? I wanted to get an understanding with him to see what are we doing. We've been talking, going out for all this time, and nothing. Long story short, he just let me know that he was not going to stop messing with other females. So that was my cue to be like, okay, well, I'm not going to mess with you. I'm going to do what's best for me, and I'm going to fall back. So basically, he kind of put me in a friend zone.
You know, I'm really glad that you have that mindset, because some females can't do that.
Strong
some females can't
make,
not
that, decision for
make that decision for themselves at all. They'll be like, oh my God, but why don't you like me? They'll still go and mess with that nigga.
Right.
Even though they know they don't want him, and be mad when they end up getting pregnant by this nigga and gotta have this baby from this nigga. They don't even want to be with them. This is where these babies be coming from, nigga. We
gonna solve
it. Solve the damn puzzle.
Jesus Christ.
Like, seriously, these girls be having these babies from these same guys that be friends with them and tell them they only want one thing, and they ignore that.
And then get on IG selling out about they no good baby daddy when he already let y'all know from the beginning he wasn't on that.
Listen to a man when he tells you what it is that he wants.
Right.
Just trust me, when he's ready, he will let you know
and
if he's
ready.
And
stop thinking that you could change these niggas' mind. You
can't
change
nobody's mind but yourself.
Exactly.
And how hard is that for you to do?
Hard.
Okay.
Because I'll be changing my mind. No, but seriously, you really have to be mindful of what they're saying.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad she shared her, like, friend zoning experience because, like I said last time, I've never been friend zoned. Mm-hmm. I've always been the person to friend zone people and feel like I just didn't want to have that vibe with them.
You're
and it
a
was.
Friend-zoner.
And it's hard for me to friend zone people too because I'd be like, they still be pursuing me and I don't know how to say, nah, I'm just not on that. I'm really just not on that.
So what do you do?
I just ignore them.
Oh my God, yeah.
No, I
we
really
already
do.
Established that she's
I've been ignoring people. I'm not going to lie. I ignore the hell out of people. I probably said it a couple of times where I said I was supposed to be on dates with people. I just be like, ooh, I ain't texting you back. And they kind of get the picture over time.
And you don't have to.
And I don't got to. You're right. It's my choice.
It's my
okay. Mm-hmm. And I just feel like I just, I don't know. And sometimes I just be in my funk where I just don't want to deal with nobody. And I just don't.
True.
I don't want to deal with nobody, but I still want to deal with you.
Right.
Because you just want somebody to talk to, but you don't really want to vibe with them on
you
that level.
You want to have meaningless conversation?
Right.
Oh, okay.
Yes. No, because you know my conversation with problems. My conversation problems. Oh, my God. So, so we talked about going from friends on a lover in her aspect. Oh, my God. But we're going to talk about, like, are you for it? Like, do you feel like that's a good place for you to go from A to B as far as going from a friend to somebody you're in a relationship with? Do you feel like that's a good position to be in?
You're shaking your head, Shanika. Why are you shaking your head?
Because I had personal experience.
Okay, well, talk about your personal experience.
Yes, so Listen, what do you call me? I'm an optimist.
I ain't got time for
that. I was. I don't think I'm as much now, but I had a ex-boyfriend who mm-hmm. was a friend for eons, for years, and we were good, we were solid, and we were like, okay, we had the conversation about what it was going to be when we got together, mm-hmm. and if, you know, we were realistic, like, if we broke up, what would happen mm-hmm. afterwards, and it was like, oh, yeah, we still going to be cool. I don't want to talk to that nigga now. Like, and it's not like I had any animosity Ooh. Towards him. It's just that I think we talked about growing our last episode.
Oh, yeah, outgrowing people.
Like, we just kind of grew up and we grew apart. Mm-hmm. And that probably would have happened as even when we were friends, mm-hmm. because that's just who he right. was and who I was. But it
and it's so crazy because y'all visions didn't even align.
Nah,
my it's nigga, crazy. Nah. But you know what? Sometimes you give that stuff a chance because you think you feel this spark. Yeah. But what was there was just good as a friendship. Y'all didn't mm-hmm. need anything more than yeah. that. So sometimes we have to learn as women to leave shit where it's at.
Yeah.
Like, really assess the situation to understand, like, yeah, this is good, but, oh, it's good because of this. Like, yeah. not good because we need to be mm-hmm. together.
I don't even know why you made me do that.
I didn't make you do that, but I did was one egging it on.
You was.
I was like, y'all like each other. But y'all liked each other as friends. And that's just mm-hmm. us being young and seeing everything yeah. is, I like you, I like you, I like you.
Yeah, we were younger. Yeah. That was some years
ago. Okay, so let's go ahead and go into what? Do you want to go on another question, or you want to kind of like get into our Streets is Talking and really get the conversation going?
Yeah, let's talk about Streets
Okay, so let's talking. Go. Let's do our takeaway as far as that. My takeaway is assess the situation, understand what you're getting yourself into, and always have your own outlet. Don't make someone your whole focus, your whole complete mm-hmm. focus. Don't make this guy or girl the only thing you're worrying about, sleep day mm-hmm. in, day out. Have someone else to go to and talk about it. Because as Miss Akilah is here saying, like, she always had someone to go to, and she can even assess the situation for herself
yeah,
understand
right.
that.
And choosing you, too. It's not always about the person. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It's not about pleasing them. It's making sure that you come first.
Mm-hmm. And that you're happy, and you just always have to know your worth. Right. Well, that's something.
Yeah. Take away, know your worth. Know your worth. Okay. All right, so let's go into our Streets is Talking. Mm-hmm. You know what? I'm just going to go ahead and start off. I don't know where I want to go first. I'm going to go with Reginae. Fuck it. Let's go ahead and go with Reginae and Lucci and this whole cucumber party shit. Because I don't know what the hell is going on and why these girls out here sucking on cucumbers. And it's so crazy because I've seen a whole post today talking about I'm scared to go buy a cucumber from the store because people are looking at me crazy. So people go...
No.
People out here looking it at people's side eye when you buying a cucumber. It was like I was in a line, this young black boy was cashing me out, and he kept side eyeing me because I'm buying cucumbers. Like,
oh my God.
It's that crazy. But
I don't even want to buy the cucumber because I don't know what the hell you did with the cucumber. You probably went to the bathroom and did something with the cucumber. I don't know.
I want to talk about how the fact that these women are going to regret, maybe even a year from now, the fact that they out here sucking cucumbers on live.
That's just so unladylike. People just be wanting to be down right. for the cause. What? It ain't that.
They're taking a trend and running with it when right. they should have left that shit where it was at. Like, right, that's nothing to be proud of or out here doing. And it, going to the extent now, they was just sucking the cucumber. Now they letting other people stick the cucumber in their vagina.
Yeah, that's
so disgusting. This is a whole nother movie. That's disgusting.
But you do know there is, I'm not condoning it because, Jesus Christ.
A fetish?
Yeah, there's a fetish of using food as a...
Okay, but this is broad daylight out of the parties. I mean, we...
Right, with a whole bunch of people.
We know they ain't got no food fetish. We know this for a fact.
But I heard that she was a porn star. The chick...
The girl? Yeah. You think so?
No, she is.
That's what they say.
Okay, the girl next to her wasn't no porn star, and the girl next to her wasn't no porn star either, but they was out there sucking them cucumbers up, girl.
I don't know.
Giving a full blow, y'all.
I think it was Sammy, the singer, who posted, you know, he was talking about how women should respect themselves, and he didn't condone any of these challenges mm-hmm. that was going on. People were bashing him for it.
And we need more people like Sammy out here saying shit like that, just to let this is not what we looking for. A nigga is never going to wipe you if they see you on a mm-hmm. video sucking a cucumber first. They no. trying to fuck.
Right, and period. We're supposed to be queens. Carry yourself like a queen. Like, right. Do you want your daughter to see that? Do you want
right.
it to be okay for your child to go to a pool party and play a game sucking cucumbers? Right. Like, you gonna beat her ass. Like, get it together, lady.
And you know what? I want to, like, sidebar conversation into, people are saying, like, oh, but y'all could go on Instagram and post twerk videos and thirst traps. I feel like that's different. I feel like dancing is something we do when we go out on a daily basis.
That's
but
fun, though.
That's porn. When you're sucking something, it yes. with intent to
mouth
entice.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's porn.
That's what it is.
That's a complete, shaking ass ain't porn.
I mean, I always say this, to each his own. That's what you do, that's what you do. You just ain't gonna catch me out here doing it.
Girl, but you brought something to our attention about the whole Lucci and Reginae situation.
I'm sick of them, but I thought about it when you said it, because you was asking me about, I don't remember how we got in the conversation.
Which is like, she was at the party.
Yeah.
I was not aware that sis was at the party, but yeah, I feel like she's so pressed for this nigga.
And she shouldn't be.
And she shouldn't be. I feel like Reginae is so beyond him that she could do way better. And you won't be, she pressed for this hood ass, unarticulate ass nigga.
With all these kids.
Ooh. Ooh. I didn't even know he had kids together.
Oh, he has a lot. He got about 4 or 5 kids asking for another one. Boy, sit down.
Yeah.
Asking for another one.
That's crazy to me. Mm-mm. I feel like you mentioned, like, knowing your worth, like, valuing yourself as a queen.
You know,
like,
what? Good point.
And I feel like she has that, she has those role models in her, in around her.
Okay, look at her mom. Okay, even though, what, didn't her, her mom and dad got married, okay, mm-hmm. he understood that he had to make a quote-unquote a woman out of her. All right, they broke up, cool, got divorced. They still co-parented, mm-hmm. no problem. You never heard a problem about Wayne and Toya.
Yeah.
Okay, boom, she went with someone else, had a baby with them. Mm-hmm. You see him out here treating her how she's supposed to be treated. Exactly. How do you end up with someone who publicly embarrasses you?
Mm-hmm. On multiple occasions.
Exactly.
That's just
really and you think that's okay. You have no clear understanding of your self-worth.
But I heard that she did mention that her excuse or her reasoning was that, you know, yes, I was there to check up on him, but I'm young and I'm learning. But my thing is, if you are aware that you are quote unquote young and learning, you would not put yourself in that situation.
Exactly.
Right. You will learn from it. Like,
you ain't young and learning. You young and want to be just play dumb so you can just run around in situations and just live the life you want to live because you're aware. Mm-hmm. You're showing some level of awareness.
Yeah.
And you're just completely ignoring it.
Yeah, she's settling. That's mm-hmm. what she's
doing. She's there settling. Because there's so many young men. I would, like, sis, you could probably have Chris Brown in your pocket. You know, tell him the dark skin chocolate is good too. It could have been any type of situation. There's some, okay, like King Combs. Like, they could have, it's so
he
many
has a
young.
King Combs
he got a girlfriend.
He
it's okay. I still love
him. He's fine ass.
I know.
Did you guys see that video?
The
video of him and Tiana Taylor?
Yes.
No, I didn't see the video. God. I saw the picture. Oh my
God.
It's like old school.
I gotta go watch it.
It was on point. It was on point.
Okay. I gotta go watch it. Mm-hmm. All right. You know I love Tiana Taylor.
I know you do. You will love it. You're gonna love it.
I love it. But yeah, like, it's so many other people out here she could have. Okay, not even just King Combs. She got brothers too.
Right.
Like, there's so many other people out here that she could, too, she's in the same group, running group with, and she could have.
And she went for Lucci.
Lucci.
So, I'm thinking.
Who the fuck is Lucci?
Is this.
I'll be Lucci, I'm just kidding.
Oh, okay, so I'm thinking, we were talking about friend zoning and getting out of, what is he doing exactly? Because maybe they didn't have this conversation about what it is that they're supposed to be doing, because she's on a completely whole nother page.
Right, because sis out here portraying this relationship like it's a perfect little specimen, and that they're A1 as far as direction. I remember it was a post that she made about, then we're going in on Reginae. There was a post that she made about, them having their own kind of understanding and they're good. And then, boom, cucumber.
That was after that, right?
Mm-hmm, that was right after. I was like, wow. I'm waiting for to see what she got to say about this cucumber.
I feel like she's just trying to paint this picture for everybody else that she's so happy and she understands. But really, she's miserable and she don't like that shit.
Exactly.
That
don't paint this picture.
Don't paint the picture. Since we see
he ain't shit.
Right.
Go ahead and let us know you know too. So we can be like, yes, sis, yes. Get your life together.
We will celebrate.
Oh, let's get off her.
It's supposed to be a hot girl summer.
Hot girl summer.
Next time
go ahead, man. But let's go ahead and talk about Diddy and Lori Harvey. I know we touched base on it in our yes, in our outgrowing episode. But listen, we got more tea. Stir the cup. Sis is out here on a whole vacation with her parents. With this man. Mind you, wasn't he? She dating his son? How the fuck? Daddy ain't got no rules. Like,
he was cheesy.
I can't respect Diddy. God. I can't respect her.
And he doing the most. He out there holding hands, helping her down, rubbing her back. Like, they out here doing cute shit already. How long this been going on for the cute shit to be out here?
I just don't know if I can just look at. I've been looking at Diddy kind of suspect anyways.
He gay.
I feel like. He were?
But that's a whole nother topic. That's a whole nother day.
That's a whole nother topic.
Lord, okay, maybe he got one of them relationships that is just.
But you know what? We gotta understand that Cassie wasn't no old chick either.
No,
they started dating in her 20s. They had a 17-year difference.
Remember what I said? Mm-hmm. I've been watching.
He liked them young hoes.
Because no grown woman probably not gonna really take him serious.
But that's you know what? Everybody's saying that he really messed up with Kim.
Yeah.
When he really messed up. And yes. That's why Kim's death hit him so hard. Mm-hmm. But now, I feel like the relationship completely has to be different because we have to understand that Lori Harvey's parents are in the limelight. These are influential individuals. He can't go and just walk over her like he did Cassie and don't give her no ring. So if this is a relationship they really having, then he's going to have to take it serious. But how do we feel about Lori Harvey marrying Diddy?
Okay, listen. What Puerto Rican said?
I don't think it's going to get to that. It's not going to get to that.
You think so?
Hell no.
I don't feel like she that type of female.
No.
But I feel like Steve Harvey that type of parent.
I feel like he is.
Listen, y'all got to remember who her mama is.
Okay now. Okay now.
Y'all got to remember who her mama is.
You're right. Give us a little tea.
She's
a
gold digger. And she ain't messing with no broke nigga.
At all. She know how to. Her mama told her how to get them coins.
Her bag.
Securing it.
But she has a bag, so I don't understand.
She's securing more bags. More clout, more opportunities.
But it's younger artists that's men that's out there. Why?
Diddy is a mogul. There's artists out there, but he is a mogul. He is a sign of capitalism. Okay,
so are we going to say, but like you said, she has her own. So are we saying that that's what she's going after? Like, if her intention is just that, oh, I'm just hanging, I'm chilling.
But Lori has been with Trey Songz.
She acting like a Kardashian.
Lori has been with Meek Mill. Oh, you think she acting like, oh my God.
She acting like a black Kardashian, okay?
How is she acting like a Kardashian?
Look at Kim. Who she was with? Ray J. Then she got married to that other white man who was a football player.
And wasn't she with Reggie Bush?
Reggie Bush.
But you know what?
Now she with Kanye.
But I don't think Lori is a clout chaser like Kim was. She ain't chasing no clout because she was messing with these niggas on the low. Okay? She was letting them know, nah, I don't really want a relationship. She was with Meek Mill, then she went to Trey Songz, like, bop, bop, bop. No break in between.
I just don't know.
I think maybe she out here living her best life. She dipping and dabbling. I just like the daddy situation is the whole
issue.
Yeah,
that threw me.
Like, I want to know how he feels about his dad. He's the same, around the same age as her. You crazy?
Who, Christian?
Yes.
But I want to know when were they even dating? Harvey.
I don't know when they're dating. She's 22.
She's 22 and Diddy is 49.
49.
Yes. Damn near 50.
But how old is Steve Harvey?
Oh, how old is Steve? That's a good fucking question. Ooh, if this man is close to Steve Harvey got to be like 60 what? She doing research, y'all. She doing research.
They say cool 62.
He's 62? That's 62. Too close. That's a 12-year distance between y'all. Yes. How old is Steve Harvey's wife? Look at me. Ask a question. No, but for real, I really want to know.
This she's on Google. I'm trying to. She's 54.
She's 50. 54. This man is the age of your daddy's wife.
Mm-hmm.
He could be fucking her.
Right.
Next.
Ooh.
Listen.
Oh.
Sips tea.
Scandalous, like Nene just said. Oh my God, I keep calling you Nay. I'm so sorry.
It's too late.
Okay, Brad.
Oh, you rude. Oh, you're really rude. All right, this is the end of the episode. Okay. Let's go into our hood politics, though.
Yes.
I want to talk about the Pennsylvania school system because I think this is the one y'all did not get. Mm-hmm. But there was a report that went out saying that, the Pennsylvania school system, if you did not pay for your kid's lunch that, you know, for a set extended period of time, that you're going to get your kid taken from you. What the exactly? That's exactly how it
was. What my post says,
real facts. I'm like, how could they say something like that? Obviously, if the parents aren't paying for the lunch, it means they cannot afford to do it. There's an issue as far as finances go. Now you're gonna put another issue that they have to deal with the courts, miss work probably.
Right.
You know, have to deal with all this stuff so they can keep their kid instead of providing assistance and providing free lunch.
And I think these parents can't afford it. Is it a public or private school? You said it was public.
It's public.
And I was confused because I know most public school
offer free breakfast.
I don't know what's going on in Pennsylvania. If y'all know what's going on in Pennsylvania.
Okay, yeah, this is what we was talking about with my niece. And I was like, okay, you need to let me know because that's where she at with that ratchet ass nonsense they got up there with the damn...
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's
I don't know
at.
What they got going
that's
on.
That's a whole other state that I'm
going
to
crazy.
Just...
Yeah, that's crazy.
I feel like that's something that needs to be addressed. No government should ever be saying...
Shit. giving me so much Trump.
Trump. Oh yeah.
Yeah, this is giving me some scandalous Trump shit.
Too much. Too much.
Lunch is supposed to be free.
Is funding that bad? Like,
can't be.
Girl.
They can afford it.
Okay. So I have to go into the million ways to get it, but obviously, like I said, guys, this is an episode we're supposed to record a long, well, we did record a long time ago, and the damn tip was in my phone. So give me a second as I scroll to find it, because then I'll be screenshotting.
And just listen to some elevated music.
She got all elevated music.
Oh, I gave the tip about how to lend money.
Oh, yeah, you did.
So let's talk about how to lend money.
Don't do it. That's how you do it.
Because sis over here had an issue with somebody trying to pay her back, a family member. So my tip was how to consider before lending money to family and friends. Tip number one, only loan what you can afford to lose. Mm. So if you know that them $200 is going to hurt your pocket, I can't give it to you.
Don't do it.
I can give you 50, though. You can talk them down. Like, I can't afford to give you 200, but I can give you 50. Because if you can't afford to say, to think that this person is not going to pay you back, because I've experienced it.
But what happens when?
Then you'll be like, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. And tip number
two.
Stick to cash. Don't Cash App it. Don't Zelle it. Don't PayPal it. Stick to cash, because you have to personally meet that person and be like, here. Here's the $200 I'm going to loan you until XYZ, right? Number three, put everything in writing. If you want to say, okay, cool, let me go ahead and make a note in front of you that I'm loaning you this $200 and you say you're going to give it back to me XYZ. So we both know, and I'll send you the note. Mm-hmm. All right, that's three. Now, you can also say, you can offer help instead of money. Mm-hmm. So if you feel like you just don't want to loan this person this money because you know they ain't going to pay you back and you just don't want to take that type of L, but like, okay, cool, I can't lend you money, but what you need? Maybe I can go pick something up for you. Maybe I can get somebody who could got something for you. Like, you know, it's other things you can do other than lending somebody money, because sometimes it's something that they need to go buy or do or get done that you can actually help them with. Number five, and you was like, what? Charge interest. I do this to LaVon Dumb at the shop, because he'd be asking for $20 sometimes, and I'd be like, okay, make sure it's $25 when you give it back, and he'd give me $25. Okay. You have to add interest, because you're losing money. That money can no longer make money for you, so you have to find a way for that money to make more money. Mm-hmm. And if you have to charge, say, okay, go ahead and make that $250 when you give it back, because you know now I have to put something back for myself, and I just need to make sure that money is going to, you know, collect its interest even though I don't have it in my pocket.
Right.
And if they can't understand that, that's cool. You don't lend them that money.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my million ways to get it about loaning out money. No, you're not a loan shark, but however, you got rules and regulations.
My rule is don't do it.
Okay. So
if you can't afford it, wait till you can. Don't do it. Okay. I'm with you, Shanika.
That one too.
Mm-hmm. Yes, if you can't afford it, wait.
Just
exactly.
Wait, you gotta give me my money
asking
back
for money.
Anyway.
You know how people ask me for $50 and never paid it back.
You want to go lose that then?
Right.
You gonna have to get it to give it back to somebody. Shit.
And they always say they're gonna give it back, but you never see it. And I'm not the type to run somebody down.
Yeah. No, I stopped. I still ain't get it back.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Nah, he would have given that money back. I would have knocked on his door.
Because they know that they're supposed to give it to you back.
You've been avoiding me.
You've
been avoiding me.
Yeah, because they know. They know.
Oh,
okay. I hate people like that.
Okay, so do you want to get into our positive quote?
Positive.
On a positive note?
Okay. I'll start, guys.
Go ahead. Okay.
I don't have a positive quote, but a motto that I live by is a 5x5 rule. If it isn't going to matter 5 years from now, do not waste 5 minutes upset by it. Waste 4, okay?
Okay. And also, my quote is, it's relevant to, you know, friends.
No,
yeah, okay. And our topic. It's, let us be grateful to people who make us happy. They are the charming gardeners who make our souls blossom.
I'm here for that. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's
nice. Mm-hmm.
What you got?
I ain't going to say nothing.
Okay, so she ain't got no quote because she probably ain't find it.
I did find it.
This has been another episode of the Ghetto Podcast.
Thanks for having me, guys.